The Olympic motto is faster, higher, stronger, and year after year, athletes seem to live up to those words. But how?
We definitely are better. Although, it sort of depends how you look at the question, because in some ways, we might not be as much better as we like to believe.
David Epstein writes about sports science. He spoke to Guy Raz at the TED Radio Hour.
So consider the 100-meter dash. When Jesse Owens set the world record in 1936, he was the fastest man on Earth. But had he been racing against Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt, the current record holder, Bolt would beat him by 14 feet. David explained why in his TED Talk.
Now, picture the stadium at the World Championships of the 100 meters.
The Olympic men's 100 meters final. Thompson, Trinidad. Bolt, Jamaica. Bailey,
and I want you to pretend that Jesse Owens is in that race.
Set.
Oh, they're away, and Gatlin got away brilliantly, and he's ahead of the field at the moment.
An American sprinter jumps out to the front.
Bolt going very near. Here comes Usain Bolt!
Usain Bolt passes him, and as the runners come to the finish, you'll hear a beep as each man crosses the line.
Usain Bolt storming through! He takes over! 9.64!
That first beep was Usain Bolt. That last beep was Jesse Owens. Listen to it again. When you think of it like that, it's not that big a difference, is it? And then consider that Usain Bolt started by propelling himself out of blocks, down a specially fabricated carpet, designed to allow him to travel as fast as humanly possible. Jesse Owens, on the other hand, ran on cinders. Rather than blocks, Jesse Owens had a gardening trowel that he had to use to dig holes in the cinders to start from. Biomechanical analysis of the speed of Owens' joints shows that had he been running on the same surface as Bolt, he wouldn't have been 14 feet behind. He would have been within one stride. Rather than the last beep, Owens would have been the second beep. Listen to it again. That's the difference track surface technology has made, and it's done it throughout the running world.
I mean, this is an incredible story. I mean, this would suggest that runners aren't really all that much faster today.
No, that's true. The difference between those guys, it's about 0.5% difference or 1% difference between a guy who's a living legend, and I don't think anybody else could even name one of those other beasts.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
That's
incredible. Talking about 0.5% difference in performance. That means, like, the difference between someone being a living legend and having an off-season job.
David Epstein. He speaks to Guy Raz this weekend on the TED Radio Hour about what really makes a champion athlete.